Good afternoon. My name is Stephanie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Beyond the Light Touch Next Steps for Improving Energy Efficiency in Multifamily Affordable Housing. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Victoria Ludwig. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Stephanie. Welcome, everyone, to our webcast. Thank you for joining us today. We hope in the next hour and a half to teach you a lot about best practices for successfully delivering energy efficiency measures to multifamily affordable households. We have a great lineup today. I'll explain that in a second, but first, we want to go through some of the logistics for how to use the GoToWebinar technology. So I'm going to ask my colleague Wendy Jaglom to go through that, please.
Thanks, Victoria. So you can see on your screen the GoToWebinar question pane, which you should have on your monitor. You can open and close the GoToWebinar control panel using the red arrow in the upper left-hand corner. Audio is available only by telephone. The call-in information is on the slide. As Stephanie mentioned, all participants are on mute, but please, we encourage you to please ask questions of the speakers throughout the webcast. You can use the GoToWebinar question pane to ask your questions. Simply type your question into the box and hit send to submit the question. We ask that you do include the name of the speaker that you would like to answer your question. And finally, if you experience any technical difficulties, please contact me. It looks like my email is cut off at the bottom there, but it's wendy.jaglom, J-A-G-L-O-M, at icfi.com. Back to you, Victoria.
Thank you, Wendy. So today we have a great agenda. The introduction is going to be given by Todd Nedwick and Crystal Bergerman, and they're going to set the context for this issue of providing energy efficiency services to multifamily affordable housing. And Crystal is also going to explain a little bit about HUD's role in this sector. Next, we have two folks from Elevate Energy. They're going to talk about how their multifamily energy efficiency program has been successful through an approach that focuses directly on the needs of the building owners in a comprehensive way. They're also going to talk about some case studies of some on-the-ground work that they've done. And finally, we have folks from the Maryland state government talking about their approach from a statewide perspective on working out of the housing agency and coordinating energy efficiency programs throughout the state focused on multifamily housing. After that, we will have 20 or 25 minutes for a Q&A session. During all the presentations, you can add your questions to the pane. You don't have to wait until the end to enter your questions as it comes to your mind. And you can see at the bottom that after today, in a couple of weeks, we will have the presentations available, both the PowerPoints and the audio recordings, on our website, which is www.epa.gov/state-local-climate. Just some background. This webcast is part of a series, an ongoing series. We had the first one in November. The series is overall focused on the challenge of providing energy efficiency and renewable energy services to low-income communities, looking at best practices in a variety of sectors. The first one was focused on the overall best practice for all kinds of energy programs. Today, as you can see, is focused on the multifamily affordable housing sector. The next one will be in March, and that theme is yet to be determined, so please stay tuned. You can hear about the future webcasts that are coming up by going to that same website I just mentioned. And on that website, you can also sign up for our newsletter, which will give you the announcement as soon as it comes out about the next webcast. Just some quick background about who we are. This webcast is being sponsored by the EPA State and Local Climate and Energy Program, which is a program that works with state and local governments across the U.S. to help them achieve a variety of goals, including mitigating climate change, improving air quality, advancing clean energy, and improving economic development, We have analytical tools. We provide networking opportunities. We collect best practices and case studies of successful programs, and a lot of things that we couldn't possibly fit on this slide. So please go to the website. But two that we think are relevant for this topic, we do have a guide to providing energy efficiency in affordable housing that you can see. And also our guide on the multiple benefits of clean energy focuses on providing overall energy services in a successful way. Before we get to our first speaker, I want to introduce my colleague Leslie Cook, who's representing our Energy Star program. We do a lot of great things here at EPA in this sector of energy efficiency, so we wanted to let you know about them. And so I'll turn it over to you, Leslie.
Great. Thanks, Victoria, and thanks, everyone, for joining us today. I'm just quickly going to go through a few Energy Star resources that are available for these types of programs, some of which might be discussed by some of our great co-presenters today. So EPA has a voluntary program called Energy Star. Hopefully many of you, or if not all of you, are familiar with it. We are the simple choice for energy efficiency. This is a voluntary program administered by EPA to help businesses, individuals, and state and local governments save money and protect the climate through increased energy efficiency. So we are the simple choice for energy efficiency for all your programs touching products, commercial buildings, homes, industrial plants, and multifamily programs that can surely find off-the-shelf resources for products-related outreach for owners and occupants. And then we do have some targeted resources for existing and design multifamily properties that I will cover here briefly. From our existing Energy Star Buildings program, we do have a number of things that can be very useful in launching, implementing, and then recognizing successful multifamily programs. So first and foremost, through Energy Star Portfolio Manager, you have a benchmarking tool whereby multifamily properties can be tracked and assessed using whole building energy information and some really simple information about the buildings themselves. So great resource there. Next, we have a lot of off-the-shelf resources on the technical components of improving and maintaining a high-performing multifamily property with low-cost and no-cost tips for energy and water savings, kind of touching on that nexus there, as well as some guidelines for energy management. A lot of communication resources as well are available through Energy Star, including off-the-shelf web-based trainings. We have some new quick videos on energy management and benchmarking, et cetera, and some great new packaged content for all of you out there in the field training others about efficiency programs or benchmarking and other related topics. All of that's related on our multifamily web portal you see on your screen there, and then some more targeted training resources are available at energystar.gov/buildings/training. So we hope that's helpful. A little more on benchmarking with Portfolio Manager. I did want to highlight a fairly new availability of a 1 through 100 energy performance score that is calculated through Portfolio Manager. We launched this score for multifamily buildings in fall of 2014, and that is in addition to a number of other building types across the country that can get the 1 through 100 score for energy performance. So if you haven't used Portfolio Manager in a while, multifamily buildings can now get this 1 through 100 score, which is a very simple metric to communicate performance levels, and then go on to earn Energy Star certification for existing buildings if you score at a 75 or higher. And then finally, I wanted to highlight some of our really great resources from the residential branch here at Energy Star. First, for new construction, for multifamily buildings that are more high-rise, there is a certification program for buildings in the design phase with the goal of becoming at least 15% more efficient than code. Really great program, lots of good adoption around the country. And then also a similar program for buildings that are more in the low-rise sector, and that's for homes that are designed to be 15 to 30% more efficient than your typical new home. And then for a more simple homeowner or apartment-based benchmarking activity, we've got the Home Energy Advisor. This is much like Portfolio Manager benchmarking, a simple tool to assess energy efficiency opportunities, and this is a really great way for homeowners to put some simple information into an online tool and understand how they perform compared to other homes around the country. So all good stuff, all ready to go off the shelf, and I hope we can talk to you all more about those in a future webcast. So thanks, Victoria.
Thanks, Leslie. A very brief description of all the resources Energy Star has, so feel free to contact us if you have more questions, and we probably will be talking about it again on a future webcast, so stay tuned. This is my contact information. Feel free to reach out at any time. I look forward to talking to you. And so